Shalom, Berachot, many blessings of peace. This is Dr. Akiva Gamliel of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Ruach HaOr Audiovisual Lending Library. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. We're in the Divrei Torah Parshot for Pesach Yom Shemini, the eighth day. And our Divrei Torah Parshot for Pesach Yom Shemini is in the loving memory of Mr. Will Belk, Mrs. Ida Simmons Belk, Mr. Robert Levy Belk, Mr. George Belk, Mr. James Belk, Mrs. Daisy McIntyre, Mrs. Lily Barnes, and Mrs. Ella May Creek. May they rest in peace. Dear ones, about 4 months ago, we received an inquiry from an individual. She writes, "Dear sirs, I would like to know what the criteria for a spotless sacrifice is. Does this mean that the animal cannot have mated, or is it just speaking of physical spots and blemishes? Are there scriptures I can look up to read about this? Please forgive me for my ignorance on this subject. Thank you for your time." And then it's, of course, signed by the individual. Now, we have a classmate who has volunteered and is working diligently on providing answers for this question. Of course, our particular classmate is going into more detail in a variety of areas, and I have reviewed some of the detail, and it's very good. I really enjoy it. And God willing, when the time is right, it will be completed. Now, I'm not trying to undermine the work of our classmate, but as it turns out, this particular Divrei Torah Parshat is for Pesach Shemini, Yom Shemini, the eighth day. And if you look in our Chadashim, our calendar, for spiritualists and, B'nai Noachites and for B'nai Yisrael, the weekly Parsha and Haftarah and High Holiday guide, we come down to Yom Shemini, and we see in the third column where it's the Torah reading, it says Devarim, chapter 15, verse 19, through chapter 16, verse 17. Well, as I was studying, I read these following words, V'chi yichyeh bo mum. If it has a blemish. This is talking about a sacrificial animal, an olam. If it is crippled or blind or has any blemish, do not slaughter it to Hashem your God. Now this is chapter 15, verse Kuf Aleph, that is 21. Here we notice the word Mum, mem, vav, mem. The original language, mum, it means blemish. And so, when we think in terms of blemish, we have to first have an understanding of what the word mum means. Mum means blemish, defect, fault, mutilation, deformity, cripple, or crippled. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to examine each of these briefly so that we can have a better understanding of what a defect is, of what a blemish is, of what a mum is. A blemish is a small mark or flaw that spoils the appearance of a sacrifice animal. The reason I say small is because if it's a large blemish, one could say, well, it's a large blemish. It is, it's a blemish. It's a mum. This cannot be a sacrificial animal. But we're emphasizing even a small blemish so that we understand any blemish will prohibit an animal from being an olam, a sacrifice. A defect, a mum, a defect is a shortcoming or an imperfection in the sacrifice lamb. For example, a genetic defect, that's a defect in the genes or of the heredity of an animal. When an animal has a defect, they are not acceptable as an olam. A fault, A mum, a fault. A fault is an unattractive or an unsatisfactory feature in an animal. If an animal, for example, has injured another animal or human, that's an unsatisfactory problem, an issue with the animal that could be an alarm. An alarm should not be destructive, for example. We had a deer in our backyard this past winter, and on one side, he was a buck. He had a forked prong antler, and on the other side, he had a spiral antler, and it kind of looked a little bit like a corkscrew. And when other animals would be grazing, he would run up with his head in an attack position, lowered, and come right for the animal and would strike them with the spiral antler. And that would hurt, God forbid, and injure the other animals, especially if they did it with any force. And so that is a defect. That is a shortcoming in this particular animal. That's a fault. Mum, a mutilation. A mutilation can be violently inflicted, a mark or an injury. For example, when an animal is branded, that is a mutilation. When an animal has been scarred, that is a mutilation. When an animal has been beaten, that is a mutilation. When an animal has been injured, that can be a mutilation. For example, here, I'm thinking 4 months ago or 5 months ago, in our local community, which is not a large community, there's a little elementary school. And all the staff in this elementary school were drawn together by the Department of Wildlife. Why? Well, just a few blocks from the elementary school, a mountain lion attacked a deer in an individual's yard and killed the deer. That's a mutilation. Mountain lion attacking a deer, of course, is taking its life. But if the deer had escaped, it would be certainly mutilated by the mountain lion. There was a cat just a few blocks over that was recently killed, God help us, by a mountain lion. Mutilation. For example, we're here at Pesach. This morning I woke up and my wife says to me, "Do you know what today is?" And I said, "Yeah, today is Yom Rishon." She says, "No, no, no, no." She says, "Do you know what other religions call this day?" And I go, "Oh, yeah, I know what this day is. They call it Easter." And so, you see, Easter is a day that Christians celebrate what they claim was the resurrection of Jesus. Now, there's a problem with that. See, Jesus wasn't a perfect sacrifice. Why wasn't he a perfect sacrifice? Well, first, he wasn't an animal. He wasn't sacrificed at the Beit HaMikdash, at the Holy Temple, in the temple yard. So it wasn't a proper procedure. But besides that, he was mutilated. He was beaten. He was injured. It was not a proper sacrifice. You can't pierce someone in the side. That's mutilation. That's that's what causes an animal to be refused as an olam. And so if an animal is refused as olam, certainly anything greater than the animal would also be refused as an olam. Of course, our Torah teaches human sacrifices is forbidden, but just as a point of interest. When we look at a deformity, for example, an animal is born with three legs, or an animal is born with just one leg. A deformity is having one eye, or having one ear, or having a missing rib. They're all types of deformities. Now, when we look at mum, we're thinking about an animal that could be crippled, an animal that could have a disability or an injury. There are many different types of mum that one could think of. I can't cover them all, but I can mention a few, for example, so people can understand what it is, what a blemish is. It's also interesting to notice, when we study Torah mysticism, when we study the uniqueness of HaTorah, the gematria of HaTorah, the numbers of HaTorah. Every letter has a number. Every word has a number. And there's numbers that relate to the Yetzirah, the good inclination. And there's numbers that relate to the Yetzer Tov, the bad inclination. And so here we have Mem, which is 40. We have Vav, which is 6. And we have a final Mem, which is also 40. So that's 86. And we're talking about Mum, a blemish. We're talking about Mum, a defect, a fault, a deformity. We're talking about a mutilation, God forbid, being crippled. Well, that would be compared to the Yetzirah, to the evil inclination, to the destructive forces. But when we turn it around and we look for the Yetzer Tov, we see the name Elohim. Elohim means God. Now, if you have a Jewish Chumash, you can go to the very, very first book, Genesis, Bereshit, and you can read Bereshit, Bara, Elohim. The third word is Elohim. However, if you do not, you can go to your Strong's Concordance, and you can look at God. And you can go, and right there, it'll say Genesis 1:1, and it'll direct you to the reference in the back to 430. And when you go back to 430, you'll see the word Elohim. Of course, it's pronounced differently than I'm saying it, but most people that are spiritualists or B'nai Noachides or B'nai Yisrael understand that we do not say the name of God in just general conversation because the name of God is so incredibly holy. But here Elohim is spelled Aleph, that's 1, Lamed, that's 30, He is 5, Yud is 10, and the final Mem is 40. So we have 1, 31, 36, 46, and 40 is 86. So the opposite, the Yetzer Tov, is a perfect God, a perfect judge. And so we see perfection as in comparison to Mum, imperfection, as compared to deformity, as compared to a blemish, a fault, being crippled. So when we're looking in HaTorah at the word Mum, we also look at the references. So we see here in Devarim 15:21, and if it has a blemish, if it has a mum, if it is crippled or blind or has any severe blemish, it doesn't have to be a severe blemish, do not slaughter it to Hashem your God. So when we want to learn more about this, we study here in Devarim, and we're told to go to Vayikra, to Leviticus. And in Leviticus 22, especially like, for example, 22:21, if a man will bring a peace offering to Hashem to fulfill an articulated vow, a spoken vow, or a free will offering of cattle or of sheep, it shall be unblemished, ta-mim, that it be favorable and acceptable, no blemish, call mum, lo. The call is meaning all or everything. So everything about the animal cannot have a blemish. Nothing about the animal can have a blemish. And then when we go to Pasuk 22, we can begin to see what some of the blemishes are defined as. The animal cannot have blindness, or it cannot have blindness in one eye. It cannot have a broken limb or a cracked limb. It cannot even have a split, cracked, or nipped eyelid. It cannot have a split, cracked, or nipped lip. It cannot have a wart. A wart is a benign growth on the skin. But when we're thinking in terms of a wart, we can expand that to, for example, a hernia. There's many different types of blemishes. A scurf. A scurf is a dry skin eruption. It's flakes on the surface of the skin, like dandruff, for example. A scab. A scab is a rough protective crust formed over a cut or a wound while it's healing. A scurvy. A scurvy is a moist eruption. It's usually caused by deficiency of vitamin C, and it's characterized by swollen gums that are bleeding. Or by an injury like a scab or something that is now opened up and it's bleeding and the wound is bleeding again. When we look at Vayikra Kuf Gimel, verse 22, a limb that's too large. So there's three limbs that are the same size, and there's one that's too large. It's too long, or it's too fat. A limb that's too small. Three limbs are the same size, and one is shrunk, and there's always a limping going on here. Or there's a leg that's deformed. It's too small. It's too narrow. It's missing muscle tissue that it needs. Unsplit hoofs. The Torah teaches us that kosher animals must have split hoofs. And so if an animal is born and its hoof is cloven together, in other words, it's not split. The animal is born with a hoof that normally would be split, but in this case, it's not. Even if it's only partially split, it's unacceptable. It has to be completely divided. It cannot be partially divided. If the animal has only one part of the hoof and not the whole hoof, that's a deformity. In Vayikra 22:24, if the genitals are squeezed, or if the genitals are crushed, or if the genitals are torn or mangled or cut off, if an animal has had its genitals removed, like by a veterinarian, God forbid, then that is a deformity. So, when we look at the word mum, and we look at the many possibilities for blemishes, we can recognize that here I've only, in just a few minutes, named a few of them. But there are many, many more if we wanted to be more technical. But the idea is to at least give some framework. The idea is to at least give some foundation to what the word mum means. Remember, a sacrifice cannot be beaten. A sacrifice cannot be injured. A sacrifice has to be holy and pure and acceptable to the Creator of the universe. Remember the story of Cain and Abel? The Torah teaches us that Cain brought a sacrifice that was rejected. Now, Christians commonly teach that he didn't bring a blood sacrifice. But the problem is not that he didn't bring a blood sacrifice. The problem is that he brought spoiled, porous, rotten flaxseed. He didn't bring the first fruits of the ground. He brought something that was the poorest, the worst. Whereas his brother Abel brought the best of the first fruit. Now here we have the celebration of Pesach, the celebration of Matzah. And here in the celebration of Matzah, we sit at the Seder table. Christians call it the Last Supper. But in Yiddishkeit and in spirituality, we call it the Seder table. And here, outside of Yisrael and Gaulis, that's everything outside of Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, we sit at two different Seder meals. And we begin and we hold up a piece of matzah. A matzah is a piece of bread that has no leaven in it. And we say, this is the poor man's bread. And you know what? The Torah clearly teaches that matzah is acceptable as a sacrifice for sin, is acceptable for a sacrifice because you know why? Not everybody can afford a cow. Not everybody can afford a goat. Not everybody can afford a lamb. Not everybody can even afford turtle doves or pigeons. Sometimes all we can afford is this simple piece of matzah, this simple piece of flour and oil. That's it. You know, the thing that I am just absolutely incredibly amazed at is it is us, B'nai Yisrael, that reads Hebrew, that reads Hebrew. We are the ones who can translate Hebrew into English. And yet we have people telling us that you have to have a blood sacrifice, that nothing is acceptable unless you have a blood sacrifice. That's absolutely incorrect. Even the New Testament says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Well, you know, we forget the word and almost. It's not saying everything. It's not inclusive. In fact, it's not even almost. It's not even near almost. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Nun Aleph 51, he said, Hashem, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. For you desire no offering, else I would give it. A burnt offering you do not favor. And then he goes on to say, the offerings of God are a broken spirit, a broken and crushed heart. So what we're talking about is the confession of the mouth, the confession of our heart, crying out to God, confessing our sins. I know a lot of people are not aware of that part of Yiddishkeit, that part of HaTorah, but that is not my fault. Well, dear ones, as we conclude, the point that we're trying to make is this, that when there is a blemish, one cannot present that to God. Because our whole endeavor in life is to come before God in holiness and in purity. And how can we offer something that's blemished to God as a sacrifice? One should only give the very best. Even if it's plain, simple matzah, one should only give the best. Why? Because we're offering it as a sacrifice. I want to thank you for joining with me. Shalom. Shalom.